Make sure it's.
Do we need to do a sound check or anything? Or are we going to have faith?
We're going to have faith.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Sorry.
Oh, thank you.
Do it, okay. Okay.
I believe our recording is going, so we are ready to go. Take it away, Jamie. Do I need to?
Call her to, yeah.
Just that we're called to order for the canvas?
Yeah. All right, commissioners, thank you for being here in our new facility. I know you voted here.
This is my first time.
First time. Afterwards, if you want to, you can see, we can show you around. We'll go through the canvas like we normally do. There are no manifest errors that we found as we went along. The one thing for you to be aware of, in USD 491, unexpired term, and city commission, it's an 11-vote race. We'll talk about it when we get to the provisionals. There's not enough provisionals within those Eudora precincts to flip the winner, but it could make it closer. So. But we'll get started with our precinct by precinct ballot review. precinct 1, 103 ballots, 4 provisionals, 103 signatures with 4 provisional signatures. Precincts 2, 3, and 7, 297 ballots, 7 provisionals, 296 e-poll book signatures, 1 paper poll book signature, 7 provisionals. Remember, some people can choose to sign on the paper poll book if they'd like to. 4, 5, and 42, 204 ballots through the scanner, 12 provisionals, 204 signatures, 12 provisional signatures. Precinct 11, 100 ballots, 3 provisionals, 100 signatures, 3 provisional signatures. Precinct 12, 23, and 24, 316 ballots in the scanner, 9 provisionals, 316 signatures, 9 provisional signatures. 6 and 13, 284 ballots in the scanner, 6 provisionals, 283 e-poll book signatures, 1 paper poll book, 6 provisional signatures. Precinct 14 and 17, 297 ballots, 10 provisionals, 295 e-poll book signatures, 2 paper poll book signatures, 10 provisional signatures. The Rent-A-Center, by the way, likes to show off their speakers that you can rent, so that's the, yeah. 9, 10, 15, and 21, 287 ballots to the scanner, 10 provisionals, 287 e-poll book signatures, 10 provisional signatures. 16 and 46, 258 ballots to the scanner, 12 provisionals, 258 e-poll book signatures with 12 provisional signatures. Precincts 18 and 48, 394 ballots for the scanner with 8 provisionals, 394 e-poll book signatures with 8 provisional signatures. Precinct 19, 184 ballots for the scanner with 9 provisionals, 184 e-poll book signatures, 9 provisional signatures. Precincts 20 and 71, 321 ballots for the scanner, 10 provisionals, 321 e-poll book signatures, 10 provisional signatures. Precincts 22 and 76, 83 ballots for the scanner, 4 provisionals. Okay, so every 4 years we run something called a drainage district election, which is a very unique election because it's based off of land property ownership. It's not based off the voter roll. And so if you own land within a drainage district, you can get a second ballot, and that's for the drainage district. So in those precincts, you'll have 72. For this is a good example, 72 e-poll book signatures, so 72 voters, 11 signatures into the poll book, which gives you 83 ballots to the scanner. So those 11 people also got a second ballot that went through the scanner. I'm glad we only do it every 4 years.
And is it always on it's always on an odd year then?
Yes.
So those are smaller.
Right. There's 3 of them. The North Lawrence one, which is Douglas County Caw,
Wakarusa-Haskell Eudora, which is the Wakarusa floodplain, and Wakarusa-Call, which is kind of the Eudora floodplain, so.
And Jamie, just to be clear, you didn't say they get two votes on everything, they vote on something separately, right?
Right. They have to have a separate ballot because technically you can own land in there and not be a registered voter and vote that ballot.
Do we ever have anyone who comes and votes that ballot and then votes wherever they're registered?
No. No, I mean, technically you could. Yeah, technically you could be in another county and come here and vote, but we don't, so. Precinct 25 and 26, 132 ballots to the scanner, no provisionals, 132 e-poll book signatures. Precincts 32 and 30.2, 74 ballots to the scanner, 6 provisionals, 74 e-poll book signatures, 5 provisional signatures. One provisional voter did not sign the book. We did verify the envelope. Precinct 29, 76 ballots to the scanner, 5 provisionals, 76 e-poll book signatures, 5 provisional signatures. Precinct 31, 156 ballots to the scanner, 1 provisional, 156 e-poll book signatures, 1 provisional signature. Precinct 27, 28, and 30.1, 193 ballots for the scanner with 3 provisionals, 192 signatures, 3 provisional signatures. So this precinct, just so you're aware, they ran a ballot twice. If a ballot gets jammed afterwards, they're instructed not to run it because it's jammed after it's been counted, but they pulled it and they ran it again. It doesn't affect any of the closest races. It's not ideal, but that's what they did, and that's why you have one more ballot through the scanner.
And that's why we have the signatures to verify.
Yes.
So we need to pull it.
Right.
Great.
Precinct 33, 162 ballots for the scanner, 2 provisionals, 162 e-poll book signatures, 2 provisional signatures. Precinct 34, 121 ballots for the scanner, 2 provisionals, 121 e-poll book signatures, 2 provisional signatures. Precinct 35, 110 ballots, 0 provisionals, 110 signatures. Precincts 36, 37, 38, and 77, 356 ballots, 7 provisionals, 355 provisional signatures, 1 paper poll book, 7 provisional signatures. Precinct 39, 159 ballots to the scanner, 5 provisionals, 159 e-poll book, 5 provisional signatures. 8 and 40, 134 ballots to the scanner, 12 provisionals, 134 e-poll book, 12 provisional signatures. Precinct 41 is our largest drainage district area. It's all of North Lawrence. So 367 ballots for the scanner with 11 provisionals, 213 signatures, 154 drainage district votes also with 11 provisional signatures. 43 and 70, 210, 3 provisionals, 210 e-poll book, 3 provisional signatures. 44 and 64, 161 ballots to the scanner, 3 provisionals. 158, 3 drainage district for 3 provisional signatures. Precinct 45 and 49, 392 ballots, 3 provisionals, 392 e-poll book, 3 provisional signatures. 47, 95 ballots, 4 provisionals, 95 e-poll book, 4 provisional signatures. Precincts 50 and 54, 325 ballots for the scanner, 1 provisional. 322 e-poll book, 3 paper poll book, 1 provisional signature. Precinct 51, 48 ballots to the scanner, 3 provisionals, 48 e-poll book signatures, 3 provisional signatures. Precinct 52, 90 ballots to the scanner, 3 provisionals, 87, 3 drainage district with 3 provisional signatures. Precinct 53, 189, 2 provisionals, 189 signatures, 2 provisional signatures. Grant Township, our winner for probably the slowest day, 29 ballots to the scanner, 23 e-poll book signatures, 6 drainage, no provisionals. Precinct 56, 134 ballots to the scanner, no provisionals, 134 signatures, no provisional signatures. 57, 58, 110, no provisionals, 110, no provisional signatures, 59, 75 ballots, 3 provisionals, 72 e-poll book, 3 paper poll book, 3 provisional signatures. 60 and 62, 560 ballots through the scanner, 23 provisionals, 559 e-poll book, 1 paper poll book, 23 signatures. Baldwin was our busiest place of the day. Precinct 61, 281, 18 provisionals, 281 e-poll book, 18 provisional signatures. Precinct 63, 150 ballots to the scanner, 3 provisionals, 149, 1 paper, 3 provisional. 65 and 66, 97 ballots to the scanner, 4 provisionals, 93, 4 drainage district, and 4 provisionals. 67, 150, 1 provisional, 149, 1 paper poll book, 1 provisional signature. And precinct 74, 174, no provisionals. All right, advance. For advance ballots, we had 1,396 people vote in person. 24 of those are provisional. So we counted 1,372 on election night. For mail, we had 10,217 ballots requested. 7,432 were returned back. 108 of those were not deliverable, so they were returned back to us by the post office. 33 of those are provisional. So we have a total of 8,663 advanced voters. 161 of those were drainage district voters, so we had 161 extra ballots. So we ran 8,824 ballots on election day and then the 3 days after the election. Just for your information, so remember we can receive anything that's received by Friday that's postmarked can be received. We did receive ballots back that we could not count. 27 of those we received before that Friday, they had no postmark, therefore we could not verify that they had been mailed on election day and can't be accepted. We also received 9 by that Friday that were postmarked after election day, so they could not be accepted. In the week afterwards, we actually received 8 that were postmarked before 11-2. A couple of those were from October. It took them over a week to get to our office. They could not be received because they weren't received on Friday. We also received after 11-5, 11 that were after 11-2, and then after that Friday we received 2 with no postmark. So those were ones that we received, but are not part of the count.
Jamie, that number, that 27 that was received in time but without a postmark, does that number seem sort of average to you, or is it?
For the size of this election, the post office was really good last year in making sure that everything had a postmark, and I think because of the smaller election, they weren't as diligent. So that number is probably a little higher than I expected.
Okay.
And we've talked to them about how important it is to have that postmark on it. Because for those 27 people, I mean, they could have been mailed in October. We just didn't have any verification. And
yeah.
So we needed to have it. So we've worked with them. I think because it wasn't a big election, that's why that number's a little higher.
Makes sense. Thanks.
Jamie, was there any discussion, I mean, those ones that you said were postmarked but didn't get here until after Friday, I mean, did you have any discussion with the post office about that, why it took so long?
I will just tell you that, especially this year, last year was a lot better. We were seeing that from Lawrence to Lawrence was 7 to 9 days.
Wow.
Some of them were 10. Just based off kind of their new delivery schedule and so forth. So I wasn't really surprised by it. But it is taking a while. I mean, I think a big thing for us to talk to our voters about is use the drop boxes and mail them early. Because for some of those people, they mailed, you know, a week ahead of time. Logic tells you that it would receive to us by that time, but it didn't. Yeah.
If they take mail to, say, Ivy or Dillon's or someplace like that, do they get postmarked at the retail or at the post office?
That I don't know about.
Just curious.
Okay, on provisional ballots, we have 289 provisional ballots. This is a supplement we'll talk about. There's 289 provisional ballots. We recommend to count 242 of those. 119 are change of address, which is always our biggest one. People who have moved within Douglas County just didn't update their address, so they're registered voters. Three of those are name change. Eight are poll worker or clerical error. They couldn't find the voter in the e-poll book. We had the name misspelled. They voted provisional for that reason. 73 had asked for an advance ballot, either didn't receive it, didn't know if we'd receive it on time, and so wanted to go ahead and vote. Chose to vote in person, but as long as once there's an advance ballot issued in their name, they can't vote regular, they have to vote provisional. They are confirmed that they did not receive, we did not receive their advance ballot. Four individuals did not have an ID when they voted, but did bring in an ID before today. Two had been flagged because the signature did not match their advance, and so we contacted them and they were able to verify their signature. We were able to update their signature. And then 33 people on election day went to the wrong precinct. And that would be a full count. 46 we recommend not to count. Six are not registered at all in Kansas or in Douglas County. 11 did not have an ID or had an expired driver's license. I would say the majority of those were expired driver's license. Go ahead.
Jamie, when that happened, because I noticed that there's not an election day to advance, but in those examples, you contact them and they have time to go get an updated ID
right
before the canvas, right?
Right, or if they have a different ID or something like
okay
that. And I will tell you, so because we've been contacting people after Election Day for, we've been doing this since 2012. Often when Julie talked to them, they'd say, you know, my candidate was either, is either ahead or behind, or I'm not gonna mess with it, so.
Got it.
They'll still get voter credit. So anybody who votes provisional that's not counted, they still get credit that they voted. So, one person was in advance not returned. So often that is someone who like mailed it on that Monday. We tell them if they're not sure, we'll receive it, go vote. If we receive their advance ballot, we'll count it. If we don't receive their advance ballot, we'll count the provisional. 12 people were registered, Kansas registered voters, but not in our county. And under Kansas law, they have to be registered in our county. So they had moved into our county, but not changed their registration. This is a new one for me. I haven't run across this. We had a voter who got upset, refused to sign the provisional envelope. It was a change of address. That ballot was going to count, but you have to sign the provisional envelope, and they refused to do it. So that is a no count. And then 15 are no advance signature, or their signature did not match. You know, when that happens, we contact them. We try to cure it. We did cure a lot of them, but those were 15 that we could not cure. And then we always have the one. So we have one individual who arrived at their polling place at 7:04. They said that according to their watch, it was before 7. So we have them go ahead and vote provisional, and then we leave that up to you to decide whether to accept it or not. So that's our one no recommendation.
I think that's really interesting to say, like, according to my watch, it's not, rather than just I hit a red light and I'm sorry I'm late. Those are two very different 7:04 arrivals.
Right. So that's, I need you to, oh, I gave you a supplement, which is what we do sometimes in close elections. So there is a provisional, this isn't in addition to this, within this group, just so you know, within the Eudora precincts, there are 10 provisional ballots. 8 of those are recommend count, 2 are recommend not to count. 2 were change of address, 2 were advance ballot not returned, 4 were wrong precinct, went to the wrong Eudora precinct on election day. And then the 2 not counts were people who were registered in other counties, had moved into Eudora, but had not updated their address. But that's within this. This is an ad, but just so you're aware of within that race that's 11, that's the provisionals that are in there. So I need a motion, first of all, of what you want to do with the no recommendation, and then to accept the provisionals.
I'll make a motion to approve this one vote that came at 7:04.
I will second that.
All of those in favor, please say aye.
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 All right. Last two things, the write-in report. We had, once again, a number of write-ins. If you would like to see all of the one-offs, they're right here. There are 2 significant write-ins that came out of the write-in. It's the whole thing.
Oh. That's a lot of write-ins.
Down.
It took a board two days to do all the write-ins. So, but we did have, in the Wakarusa Kaw Drainage District, which is the one over here, kind of Pendleton's that area, only 2 people filed for 3 spots, so there was an open spot. Roger Kitzmiller received 2 votes and therefore is elected to the Wakarusa Kaw Drainage District. So we'll certify to Mr. Kitzmiller. I don't know if he was trying to get on it or not. He has the ability to say that he doesn't want to be on it. My guess is since there's 2, maybe he was. But he's the only person that received write-in votes for that district. It's our smallest district out there. For Shawnee Heights School District, which comes into our county, there was a write-in campaign by Sarah Sanders. We know from Shawnee County that race is 60 votes right now, is a difference. We received 24, so I will report to them 24, but that's a pretty significant write-in. Those were the 2 significant write-ins that come out of that report. Lastly, as you know, in Kansas, we now have where we do a hand audit.
Okay.
So what happens is right after the election, we do a random draw of races in precincts. An independent audit board comes in and they hand audit all of the ballots. And they then report to us and we compare that against what was reported. So the two races that were randomly drawn were USD 348, position 5, and the precinct for that was precinct 61, which is Baldwin. The second race that was randomly drawn was USD 491 at large with precinct 53H10. You can see here, the unofficial result would be what we reported. The audit result is what they hand counted. And so we had no discrepancies within our state audit.
Nice work.
And that is all the paper that I have. Questions that you have?
No questions.
So we'll do the provisionals. As I mentioned, there's only 10, you know, 8 we would count within the Eudora one, so it may make it closer. But with 11, it won't flip the winners. Then each candidate has until 5 tomorrow to ask for a recount. Just to remind you on the recount, if they want to do that, they post the money for the cost of that recount. And then if it does change the winner, then we return the money. If not, we keep that. And then they have the choice to decide whether they want to do a machine recount or a hand recount. If we do a recount, we'll reconvene so we can certify what that recount was. So there you go.
Great.
Thanks, Dan. I need a motion to accept the election.
Commissioner Reed, I move to accept the election today.
Second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion to adjourn.